Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to Madani Channel's program, Quranic Insight. In today's episode, we will discuss another profound topic selected from Surah Al-Anfal, trust in Allah. First, we will explore whose practice it is to rely on Allah Almighty, who possesses this noble attribute. Then we will mention a blessed verse from the Holy Quran regarding trust in Allah Almighty. This will be followed by a discussion on the virtues of relying on Allah Almighty and practical steps to develop this trust. Finally, we'll share a special invocation from Surah Al-Anfal. Let's begin by reflecting on the virtues of reciting durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam as we commence our discussion. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Whoever recites one durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. Whoever recites 10 durood, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him. And whoever recites 100 durood, Allah Almighty sends 1,000 mercies upon him. As for the one who recites 1,000 durood, I and that person will be together at the gate of paradise." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, reliance on Allah Almighty is the worship of the truthful and the path of the righteous. The Prophets والسلام, and Awliya always place their trust in Allah Almighty. Trusting in Allah Almighty is a distinguishing quality of the believers that enables them to lead humanity. True believers fully understand that no one in this universe can act independently of Allah Almighty's will. Even a leaf cannot move without his permission. Thus, they place their complete trust in Allah Almighty. They neither pin their hopes on anyone else, nor succumb to fear of others. If they encounter difficulties, they face them with great courage. Their heads bow only before Allah Almighty, and they neither walk with arrogance, nor submit before anyone else. They live a life of inner peace. Neither prosperity changes their character, nor does adversity shake their faith. In every situation, they rely solely on Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty highlights this noble trait of the believers in Surah Al-Anfal, where he proclaims,
إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, the believers are the very people whose hearts tremble with fear when Allah is remembered. And when his verses are recited to them, their faith is strengthened, and they only place their trust in Allah. Dear viewers, the journey of trusting Allah Almighty is profoundly beautiful. Those who embark on this path are destined for success. Relying on Allah Almighty and having unwavering faith in Him is in essence a journey from a life of distress to a life of peace and tranquility. Those who place their trust in Allah Almighty are blessed with inner contentment because their reliance is on the One who is the sovereign of the entire universe. He is the provider for all humans, animals, birds flying in the sky, rivers flowing in the earth, colorful fish swimming in the seas, and even the smallest ant walking on the ground. Everything belongs to Him, and He sustains all
all creation with just his command of be, destinies are transformed. We too should have complete trust in our magnificent Almighty. Dear viewers, trust in Allah Almighty means even when life is overshadowed by deep clouds of sorrow with no sign of light, or when a person wandering in a desert has no hope of even a drop of water, the heart still reassures with a voice that says, do not worry, Allah Almighty is with you. Allahu Akbar. No matter how challenging our circumstances may be, we must always place our trust in Allah Almighty. Destinies are transformed for those who have complete faith in Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, if you place your trust in Allah Almighty as it should truly be, He will grant you sustenance just as He grants sustenance to the birds. They set out in the morning with empty stomachs and return in the evening fully fed. Dear viewers, when a person places his trust in Allah Almighty, He never leaves him disappointed and blesses him beyond his expectations. Therefore, we should have complete trust in Allah Almighty. Dear viewers, we should trust in Allah Almighty because the Holy Quran repeatedly commands us to place our trust in Him. Allah Almighty proclaims, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and place your trust in Allah if you are people of faith. Reliance on Allah Almighty is the true secret of a Muslim's success. This is why our trust in Allah Almighty should be unwavering. With complete trust in Allah Almighty, even the gravest difficulties are averted. For instance, the fire was cooled for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam due to his unshakable trust in Allah Almighty. When Namrud ordered Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to be thrown into the fire before his entire nation, all the creations of the heavens and the earth cried out in the court of Allah Almighty, O Allah, your beloved friend is being cast into the fire. He is the only one who acknowledges your oneness and worships you. Allow us to help him. Allah Almighty responded, Ibrahim is my friend. I am his Lord. If Ibrahim seeks help from any one of you, you may assist him. But if he relies solely on me, then know that I am his protector and helper. Leave this matter to me. Then the angel of water approached Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and said, if you command, I will send down rain to extinguish the fire. Next, the angel of wind came and said, if you wish, I'll blow a powerful gust to scatter the fire. However, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replied to both, I do not need you. My Allah is sufficient for me. He is the best disposer of affairs. He will help me in His own way, at His own time. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah Almighty rewarded Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam for his unwavering trust in Him. He transformed the blazing fire of Namrud into a garden of peace and beauty, protecting His beloved Prophet from harm. Dear viewers, this story provides reassurance to those who stand firm against falsehood and place their complete trust in Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty always helps those who trust in Him. For example, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam placed his complete trust in Allah Almighty made a path for him through the sea. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam trusted in Allah Almighty, he was reunited with his father, Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam. Similarly, we should also trust in Allah Almighty so that He remains our helper and protector. However, it's important to remember that having trust in Allah Almighty does not mean abandoning the means or taking no action. Along with trust in Allah Almighty, it's essential to make use of the resources and means available to us according to our abilities. Sayyidina Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi alayhi states, trust in Allah Almighty does not mean that a person abandons himself and his efforts as futile. Rather, true trust in Allah Almighty means that a person takes the necessary steps and utilizes the apparent means, but does not place his reliance on these means. Instead, He places his trust in Allah Almighty's help, support, and assistance. Therefore, we should not abandon the means. Along with placing our trust in Allah Almighty, we should also make use of the necessary means. As narrated by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, a man asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, should I tie my camel and then place my trust in Allah Almighty? Or should I leave it untied and trust in Allah Almighty? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, tie it first and then place your trust in Allah Almighty. Dear viewers, we should make use of the means available to us, but our trust should be placed in Allah Almighty. He can bring things into existence without the means. And despite the presence of means, nothing can come into being without His command. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the blazing fire, the means of burning were present. But when Allah Almighty's command was issued, the fire that would burn others became cool and safe for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So using the means and resources is in accordance with Allah Almighty's command. Alongside it, we are also commanded to place our trust in His divine will. Therefore, in all our affairs, we should use the means available to us, but place our complete trust in Allah Almighty alone. Dear viewers, trusting in Allah Almighty strengthens the heart. It brings patience, contentment, and a detachment from the world. It frees a person from the desire for wealth, status, and fame. Once a person places his trust in Allah Almighty, he no longer seeks worldly recognition, nor does he fear creation. There's no greed for acquiring things, nor anxiety about losing them. This is the peace of heart that those who trust in Allah Almighty experience. Moreover, placing trust in Allah Almighty makes one deserving of paradise. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 70,000 people from my ummah will enter paradise without any accountability. There will be those who do not practice magic, do not use birds for divination, and place their full trust in their Lord. Similarly, those who place their trust in Allah Almighty come under His protection. And anyone who is under Allah Almighty's protection cannot be overpowered by Satan. As Allah Almighty proclaims, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Translation from Kunz al-Irfan, He has no power over those who believe and place their trust in their Lord. In the same way, those who place their trust in Allah Almighty are also granted the privilege of receiving Allah Almighty's love. Allah Almighty proclaims, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Translation from Kunz al-Irfan, indeed Allah loves those who trust Him. Dear viewers, trusting in Allah Almighty is a quality that Allah Almighty loves. He holds those who possess this quality in great affection. Therefore, we should all strive to adopt this trait so that by embodying it, we too can become among Allah Almighty's beloved bondsmen. Dear viewers, there are several ways to adopt the noble quality of trust in Allah Almighty. Let's now listen to a few of them. Seek knowledge about trust in Allah Almighty. It is very difficult to adopt or even form an intention to embrace something without having detailed knowledge about it. To develop the mindset of trust in Allah Almighty and to embrace it, it is essential to have knowledge about it. To acquire this knowledge, stay connected to the scholars of the Ahlu Sunnah and especially to the teachings of Amir Ahlu Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Attend Madani Muzakara regularly. Study the sayings of our pious predecessors regarding trust in Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhi states, the first level of trust in Allah Almighty is that a person is in the court of Allah Almighty in the same way as a dead body is before the one giving it a ritual wash, allowing him to turn it however he wishes. Similarly, Sayyidina Abu Abdullah Qarashi rahmatullahi alayhi said maintaining a constant connection with Allah Almighty is true trust in Him. Therefore, strive to learn the sayings of the pious predecessors so that you make up your mind to rely on Allah Almighty. Have faith in Allah's perfect power. Person should believe that Allah Almighty is the guarantor and provider of his sustenance and all other needs. He should contemplate Allah Almighty's perfect knowledge and power. He should also trust that Allah Almighty is free from forgetfulness, broken promises, helplessness, and any flaw. When a person consistently holds this belief in his heart, he will surely be blessed with the grace of relying on Allah Almighty for his sustenance. Constantly seek refuge in Allah Almighty, as this practice greatly helps in developing and strengthening reliance on Him. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi states, Satan is wicked and constantly ready to scheme against you. Therefore, to protect yourself from this accursed enemy, continuously seek refuge in Allah Almighty. Never become heedless of his cunning and deceptions. Instead, drive him away through the remembrance of Allah Almighty. When you develop the determination and conviction of the devout bondsman of Allah Almighty within yourself, by the grace of Allah Almighty, the schemes of this accursed one will not harm you. As Allah Almighty Himself states in Part 14, Surah An-Nahl, verse 99, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, He has no power over those who believe and place their trust in their Lord. Meaning, they do not succumb to satanic whispers. Reflect on the virtues and benefits of trust in Allah Almighty. Trust in Allah Almighty brings numerous blessings. A person who relies on Allah Almighty aligns himself with the commands of Allah Almighty and his beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Reliance on Allah Almighty liberates a person from dependence on others, as Allah Almighty provides sustenance from unseen sources to those who trust Him. Allah Almighty loves those who place their trust in Him, and they are granted countless blessings in both this world and the hereafter. One of the greatest benefits of reliance on Allah Almighty is the protection of one's faith. When Satan attacks a person's faith, his first target is to weaken his trust and reliance on Allah Almighty. Therefore, if you wish to safeguard your faith, maintain complete trust in Allah Almighty. A pious saint, rahmatullahi alayhi, states, a friend of mine shared with me a meetup he had with a pious man. He asked him, "How are you?" The man replied, "The ones who are truly well are those whose faith is safeguarded. And it is only those who rely on Allah Almighty whose faith remains protected." Surround yourself with those who rely on Allah Almighty. For companionship has a profound influence. When a person spends time with those who rely on Allah Almighty, his mindset also shifts towards reliance and trust in Allah Almighty. On the other hand, spending time with ungrateful individuals often leads to adopting similar attitudes. Therefore, to develop the blessing of reliance on Allah Almighty, it is essential to seek the company of those who practice it. Make a firm intention to avoid dependency on creation, as this helps a person become self-sufficient and rely solely on Allah Almighty. One of the countless blessings of reliance on Allah Almighty is that it frees a person from needing others. Sayyidina Sulaiman Khawas rahmatullahi alayhi said, if a person sincerely relies on Allah Almighty, both the wealthy and the less fortunate will become dependent on him, while he will need no one. This is because his Lord is the most independent and praiseworthy. Make a supplication for reliance on Allah Almighty, for his mercy is vast. He grants whatever is asked of him from his grace. You can make the supplication for trust as follows. O Allah Almighty, through the medium of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, grant me the wealth of reliance on you. Do not make me dependent on anyone other than you. Grant me the ability to place my trust solely in you in every matter. May Allah Almighty grant us the wealth of reliance on Him and enable us to place our trust in Him in every matter. Ameen. Dear viewers, our discussion on the selected topics from Surah Al-Anfal has now concluded. Let us now listen to the special invocation from Surah Al-Anfal as we bring our episode to a close. Whoever is unjustly imprisoned should recite Surah Al-Anfal 7 times. Inshallah, he will be released from imprisonment. Dear viewers, in today's episode, we discussed the topic trust in Allah, selected from Surah Al-Anfal. We began by talking about whose practice it is to rely on Allah Almighty and who embodies this quality. We then cited a verse from the Holy Quran regarding trust in Allah Almighty. Following that, we shared the virtues of trust in Allah Almighty and how one can cultivate it. Lastly, we also mentioned an invocation from Surah Al-Anfal. May Allah Almighty accept our efforts. Inshallah, we will return with a new topic. Keep watching Madani Channel.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.